Ideas are coming out of a global conference on evangelization. Mission leaders share their thoughts on Lausanne, and an evangelist explores the making of disciples in the Middle East. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The third Lausanne Congress for World Evangelization concluded yesterday in Cape Town, South Africa. HCJB Global's Wayne Peterson's been there during the conference and files this report.
With prayer for Christians in China Sunday morning, an emphasis on global partnering in the proclamation of the gospel in the afternoon, and the closing celebration with communion, sending the 4,300 delegates out to the world, the third Lausanne Congress on World Evangelization came to a close Sunday night in Cape Town, South Africa. Sunday afternoon, the 400 U.S. delegates met to discuss how the church in the U.S. will respond to the call for global evangelization. The U.S. group is planning a follow-up gathering next April in Orlando to create the evangelism strategy for America and from America to the world. Highlights for me: a meeting with Christian leaders from North Africa who continue to share the gospel despite heavy persecution. This is my final report from Cape Town, an experience in cross-cultural unity that has changed lives and will continue to change the church and the world.
With Lausanne over, mission leaders like the Mission Society's Richard Coleman are thinking about what to do with what they've learned. He says the church in the West has lost sight of suffering.
There still has been a desensitization, I guess, to suffering. Because everything about church is comfortable. We drink coffee in the sanctuary, we wear jeans and flip-flops to church, and everything has become so casual that you forget that there are brothers and sisters who are beaten for their faith.
He says comfort isn't always good when it comes to evangelism. Nancy Sturrock with TEAM says with their goal of reaching the unreached, they'll be connecting with like-minded organizations. However, Russian ministry Sergei Rakuba says we can't forget about the so-called reach nations like Russia either. He says Russia still has challenges with its
120 different ethnic groups, and Russia still has a power, you know, to dominate in that part of the world. So Russia without Christ is dangerous.
You're listening to Mission Network News. As effective Muslim outreach emerges from Lausanne, there are some who've been laying the groundwork already. Evangelist Sammy Tippett was in the Middle East recently to train young people from two restricted countries. Disillusionment in the system has stimulated openness to the gospel. As a result, Christianity is booming.
One of the needs that we identified was training leaders to be able to minister to those young people to help them to grow in their faith, and not only grow in their faith, but multiply.
Eagerness hung over the conference attendees.
In the hotel where we were staying, there were several workers in the hotel who became Christians as a result of these young people just going out and sharing their testimony.
They also spent time figuring out what would happen after the conference.
They created a plan, and they committed themselves to the implementation of that plan and holding each other accountable in that implementation.
And coffee, soda, energy drinks, the money we spend on thirst quenchers every day adds up. Henry Pregler says Living Water International is encouraging college students to put that money to better use. The ministry's 10 days campaign starts today on college campuses.
It's mostly just a grassroots effort with the schools promoting it through Facebook and Twitter, and also holding up banners on campus and getting local churches involved.
10 days is challenging students to give up all drinks besides water today through November 3rd. The money you save can be donated to bring clean water to someone without any. The impact is global, but local too, as non-believers start asking questions.
It's a beautiful thing for when a student comes up to one of our Wells Project tables and asks, why are you guys doing this? And they're able to share their faith.
Our website has the details for you. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are pretty compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a good one. Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint from his early years to his work with MAF in Ecuador, where he was martyred by the Wadani. Get your copy of Jungle Pilot. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.